They were the words that got the party in Sydney's Prince Alfred Park started, as crowds listened to the announcement from the Australian Bureau of Statistics live. One prominent face from the Yes campaign, champion Olympic swimmer Ian Thorpe, hopes the result helps the next generation of young LGBTI Australians who might struggle with their sexuality, just as he did for years before declaring he was a gay man.
For me, knowing that back when I was younger, when I struggled with my own sexual identity, most certainly would have helped, and I know how much it's going to help future generations of Australians. That should spell it out loud and clear to our politicians. And I think that any of them on either sides of politics, if they play around with this issue any longer, it's going to be at their own peril.
Nam Phan and Benjamin Oh have been together for 13 years. They have a 7-month-old daughter, Anne. And now they're one step closer to being legally allowed to marry. Ben broke down in tears as the announcement was read out, embracing his partner and child.
I think it means that Australia have chosen to be a kinder society. It's chosen love over fear and hate. I mean, against all odds. I mean, this entire process was constructed and wanted by people who do not want us to be equal. Yet against all that odds, Australia has voted resoundingly against it. Now it's a time of reflection, but also a time to heal and a time to reach out to one another to say that, you know, let's build a kinder country without any more discrimination.
Qantas CEO Alan Joyce is one of several prominent chief executives who actively campaigned for the Yes vote.
It's an amazing occasion and it makes you very proud to be an Australian today. I think what this shows is that Australians really do represent a fair go. They really do and send a message about love and commitment. They really are sending a message to our politicians. You should have done this, but we've now done it. We've voted in overwhelming numbers to show our support for this. Get on and do your job.
But New South Wales Anglican Archbishop Glenn Davies accepts that politicians need to respect the majority view. But they must also be mindful of the fact that more than one in three Australians voted no.
We accept the fact that the Parliament should legislate for same-sex marriage as the majority will of the people. More than one in three Australians don't want same-sex marriage. And what we need to realise is that whatever the Parliament does, they need to care for all Australians, not just the 61.6% of people who voted in one direction. It's less than two-thirds of Australian population. Therefore, we need to protect what I have been saying over the months, freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, and freedom of religion.
The Australian Christian Lobby's Lyle Shelton said he accepts the will of the people.
While ever there's freedom of speech and while ever there's so many people who have been animated by this campaign, they will want to keep trying to persuade their fellow Australians to win this back over time. Now, that could take years or decades, but I think there's millions of Australians who still believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that is a public good. And there may be a time in the future where we can persuade our fellow Australians to that position once again.
Peter Dukas from the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia says that for many multicultural communities, there's still a stigma of fear around the debate. He says his organisation is working to address how same-sex marriage will affect their communities and how it will affect religious freedoms as well.
I mean, I think part of it is that there is an inherent conservatism within some ethnic communities, but I believe it's just as relevant on a generational level. Immigrants themselves are often socially conservative. Their kids and their kids are increasingly, as integration becomes more prevalent within a community, are often much more in tune to the zeitgeist at any one given time. It has to do with communication. I think it has to do with how the debate was framed by ethnic communities and how it was framed to those people that cast their votes.